Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, we are back, part two, getting up off the mat. You've just been hit with the right cross. And look, maybe you're having the most amazing day, and that's awesome. Congratulations. But you're going to need this advice sooner or later. Something's going to happen. It just does, man. That's life. It's not. Sam, wait a minute. Hold on a minute. Aren't you a motivational guy? Yeah. Can we keep it real, or is this all about like fairy tales and La La Land? All right, if you want that, you got to go listen to somebody else, because I don't know any other way life comes at you except let's just say surprisingly. You have no idea. Now, you can prepare to have an amazing day, and you will, just based on your mindset. You can wake up. Isn't it wild? The slightest thing can make you extremely excited to get after the day. Or like, for example, if you're in sales and you know you got a big sale coming in today, for example, right? You're all about it. Like, you go to bed happy, you wake up in the middle of the night, maybe grab a water, you're happy. You go back to sleep, you wake up, you're happy, because you know you're having a big day today. Why can't you put yourself in that state of mind every day? All right, even if it doesn't happen, because you know one of these days you wake up. For example, it's Monday, January 25th, 2016 today. Monday has the negative connotation. Oh, it's Monday. Let me tell you something. You have rights. You have rights as an individual, as a human being. Where I live in the United States of America, we're protected, okay, by a thing called the Bill of Rights, all right? We have a constitution. We can actually be free. We can say what we want. We can say and feel and go worship and treat people with respect, and we can expect to be treated with respect back, and even if we're not, that's okay because we woke up on the right side of the ground today. Yeah. You can do it. You can have an amazing day. Now, let's say you don't. You have rights, man. Let me give an example. This morning, I got up supposed to have the most amazing day. As I told you in the previous podcast, I always wake up expecting an amazing day. Now, today, woke up at 3:30 in the morning. Why? Because my daughter was challenged with a tough night last night, so we had to bring her downstairs at 3:30 in the morning and do what we do, okay? No big deal. You know what? And I guess, I don't know, man. This isn't just, this isn't fluff and stuff, but our daughter has had really challenging sleep nights being hooked up to this ventilator. We got to get her off this damn ventilator. But right now, it's how she breathes at night. She's off it during the day. But we bring her down at 2 in the morning. We're up for the day. I mean, our day, we're up at 2 a.m. for the entire day. I don't bitch and moan about it. I don't get caught up in about it because, you know what? Number one, she's alive. And that's a big deal because when we spent 221 days at Children's Hospital, we saw a lot of babies that did not go home. I mean, that's a sobering thought. They did not go home. Born the same time our daughter was. Our daughter was born at 24 weeks. Some of these kids were born at 28 weeks. Never got a chance to go home with her family, you know? And some go home and they don't live, okay? So we're keeping the main thing the main thing. I mean, yeah, it ain't fun getting up at 2 a.m. all this time. That's why I said, hey, Sam, where's the podcast? Well, I was probably up at 2 a.m. and I was delirious by noon. And it just didn't happen because we got three other kids that come home at 3 in the afternoon. But I'm fired up, man, because this is temporary. We can see the light at the end of the tunnel. Hell, we could see the light last year at the end of the tunnel because it's a season of your life. Have you read my new book called One More Breath? Go to Amazon.com. It's available right now in Kindle. The print version will be available by the 1st of February. Let me know you read it. Let me know you bought it. I mean, seriously, it talks about the four seasons of life that we all go through. This is how I live my life. This is how I tell everybody to live their life or encourage them to, because there's no situation that is permanent, all right? Every situation is temporary, and you got to know the rights that you have, man. You have a right to be happy. Now, whether you want to exercise that right, that's completely up to you. Let me give you an example. I'm sitting in Kohl's parking lot this morning, and I'm going to go in to buy myself a pair of shoes. I buy myself a pair of shoes like once every 6 years. I mean, I'm talking about just kind of bopping around shoes. I wear them out, man. I just wear my shoes out. Sneakers is a different story. Running shoes, because I wear them to the gym and go running and stuff. But just regular shoes, yeah, not so much. Not shoes I wear on stage or anything. I mean, I'm talking just like shoes, okay? So, by the way, Kohl's has nothing in my size. 10.5, 11, 12, 13. I take an 11, wear an 11.5, got nothing going. So that was a waste of time. I'm in the parking lot going into Kohl's, and guy calls me. And I've been fighting this debt, this collection on my rental properties. I guess they came after me. The gas company did in another state because I owe $600 on a delinquent gas bill. But I don't because it's in the name of my LLC. And I'm like, you guys, first of all, never knew about this. Second of all, it's not even in my name. Okay? It's not even in my, I never even signed personally guaranteeing this. So I sent a letter to Columbia Gas and I explained to them. I know the Fair Isaac Credit Reporting Act. I know it a lot because I went through a Chapter 13. And when you go through, see, that's what experience gives you, though. Experience gives you knowledge. Knowledge gives you experience. So when you go through the fire, don't look at this like, well, this sucks. I'm in a Chapter 7 or 13. No, say, what am I going to learn? Because remember, harvest the best, throw away the rest. I learned the Fair Isaac Credit Reporting Act like it was you know, the Gettysburg Address when I was in ninth grade, okay? I knew the thing. I knew my rights. I knew the rights I had as a consumer. So when I got this collection letter a few months ago, I'm like, no. So I wrote him a letter, and I said, look, I need to see personally where I signed for this. And I know I didn't. I know I didn't. And they know I didn't. So I get this kid named Jason on the phone, and he calls me. Nice kid. And I'm in Kohl's parking lot getting ready to go in, and just sipping a Dunkin' coffee. Hey, Sam, I understand. I'm replying back. First of all, I got to let you know this call is recorded. And I let them go through their whole spiel. I got to let you know that this call is being recorded for accuracy purposes. And if you're blah, 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 blah. Okay, great. Okay, let's get that out of the way. Super duper. And so my name is Jason. And I understand you wanted to speak to a supervisor regarding your outstanding debt. I said, no, it's not accurate at all. I just let it hang there, you know, because he called me. I didn't call him. So I'm in. I don't need to really, you know, I don't need to do it. See, here's the thing. You get a call like that, and if you don't know what you're talking about, and you don't have knowledge, or if you feel intimidated, and you don't know how, you don't know you have what, rights. Guys, this whole podcast is talking about getting back up off the mat. Understand, you got the power. You got rights. You don't let people walk all over you. Hell no. No, you got rights, man. Just because you're down doesn't mean you're just a piece of trash for people to kick around. If anything, man, it should get you angry. Not in an angry to hurt anybody, but angry. Say, hey, look, man, I know you ain't going to kick me around. Who the hell do you think you are, Jason? Good collections coming after me? Get out of here. I go, no. And ask for a supervisor to call me back at all. Oh, well, this is about your debt. I go, yeah, let me help you out there, bub. Okay, because I got to go into Kohl's. Here's the deal. I sent a letter. The Fair Credit Reporting Act, Fair Isaac Credit Reporting Act says you got to write back to me. Okay? We're not discussing this over the phone. Well, this is a debt. Yeah. We don't discuss. Do you realize right now you're in violation of that law? You understand what that law is here, Jason? Okay? We're not talking about it. I have a right as a consumer to get a written correspondence back to the written correspondence I sent you within 30 days, by the way, proving that I owe that debt or it comes off my credit report. Send me the letter. Okay, sir. Click. Good. Now, I didn't do that to be a jerk. But let me tell you something. If you wilt like a flower under the hot sun, under any situation, I don't care if it's your boss, I don't care if it's a collection agency, I don't care if it's somebody down the street, an angry neighbor, what, man, you got rights, man. You know? Who the hell, we were all created as a freaking miracle, and sometimes we walk around like we're just a piece of garbage for people to kick us around. At least that's how I used to feel when I was going through bankruptcy, when I was trying to stutter and get a word out of my mouth, when I was broke, but not broken, and when I finally figured out, you know what? I'm never going to show my weakness to people, okay? I'll show my authenticity, but I'm never going to show my weakness because if I'm going to get up off this mat, remember, we're staring at Mike Tyson, all right? Listen to the previous podcast. If you haven't listened to the one from number one, part one today, January 25th, 2016. Listen it, because it's all put in context. Mike Tyson's staring at us. He knocked us down, but not out, with a terrible right cross. And we're standing back up at Tyson, man. You going to show them how weak you are? Or are you going to get back up on that canvas and come up swinging? You may get knocked down again, but damn it, you're going to come up swinging. And that's what you got to do whenever you get knocked down. You don't know. Here's the worst thing you can do is give up. No, it's too tough. I can't, you know, I don't want to start another business. The last five I tried. Remember, if two out of three things you're doing, you aren't failing at, you ain't risking near enough, okay? You're not taking nearly enough chances, okay? You're playing it safe. You're just playing it safe. If you're not failing at least two out of three times, you're playing it safe. Understand, most of the stuff I try, 90% of the things I try in business fail. And in the apartment rental business, fail. Bad tenants, rent not getting collected, having to throw people out, utilities sky high. You know, it just, they fail. Okay? But that doesn't mean I stop. Let me ask you a question, champion, as we end this particular podcast. If you go to a restaurant and you have a bad steak, do you stop eating steak altogether? No! You go to a different restaurant. So get your butt off the floor and get back up into the fight, because other people are watching you and they want to know, do you want it bad enough? How are you ever going to coach, consult, and give anybody ever advice ever in your life if you don't get up off the mat? Remember, you have the right to be happy. Are you going to exercise that right? I say, yes. And I say, have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.